Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Yud Aleph. We left off, we're in the middle of daf Yud Amid Beis still, at the two dots. From Shimon Gamliel Lomar Bishlosha. So we said we were talking about how to be Ma'abar Chadashim and Ma'abar Shanim and how many people you need. So we had this three-step process where you start with three people and then you have the discussions with five and then you're Gomer with Shiva. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanya, Ketar Amram Shimon Gamliel Bishlosha Maschilin. You start with three Dayanim, Bechamisha Nosim Venosim. They continue their discussions with five Dayanim, Bechamisha Nosim Venosim, and they conclude their discussions and they come to a Psak with seven. Echad Omer Leishev, Vishnayim Omer Shalal Leishev, Batal Yachad B'miyuto. If in the initial stage when they have three Dayanim there, one of them says, okay, let's sit down and discuss, and two of them say, there's nothing to discuss, there's nothing to do. So Batal Yachad B'miyuto, the Yachad is Batal, and everyone goes home. Shnayim Omer Leishev, Echad Omer Shalal Leishev. But if it's the other way around, two of them say, let's sit and discuss, and Echad Omer Shalal Leishev, and only one of them says that there's no reason to be ma'ayin if we need to be ma'abar the shana or not, because there's absolutely no reason to be ma'abar this year. Then mosifin aleim ot shnayim. Then we add another two dayanim v'nosim v'nosim b'davar, so that they can have it out. They can discuss the matter thoroughly. Shnayim om tzricha, shlosh om reina tzricha. If two of the five dayanim that are now present say that we need to be ma'abar the shana, after analyzing it, we've come to the conclusion we need to be ma'abar the shana, and three of them say no, we don't. But shnayim b'miyutan, the two of them who said that they need to be ma'abar the shana are batel, and we're not ma'abar the shana. Shlosh om tzricha, shnayim om reina tzricha. If it's the other way around, though, the majority says we need to be ma'abar the shana, the minority says we don't need to be ma'abar the shana. Mosif naleim od shnayim shenam in pachas mi shiva. We add another two dayanim, even though it sounds like the decision was made already. The decision was made with five people, but for some reason the gemar din can't be done with any less than seven. So you need seven people just to make that declaration, even though the decision has already been made. So you have you add another two people just to get the number seven. It doesn't sound like those last two people have voting rights. It's already been voted. So that leads to the obvious question, why do things in this 3-5-7 way if it doesn't seem all that logical to have it done in this way, especially the big problem that we just mentioned. The last two guys don't really do anything. They're just there to sign their names on it. So, Pligi bar Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeni v'chadi imei, uman Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeni and Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi had a machlokas about this. V'amri lo Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi v'chadi imei, uman Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachmeni. Chad omar keneged birchas kohanim. One says that the 3, 5, and 7 correlate to the birchas kohanim. The psukim in birchas kohanim have 3 words, then 5 words, then 7 words. V'chad omar shlosha keneged shomrei hasaf. And the other one says, no, the 3 relates to the shomrei hasaf. We're talking about different levels of people who work for the king, who serve the king. So there are 3 Shomrei Asaf. Chamisha, Meiroi, Pnei HaMelech. There are 5 that are Meiroi, Pnei HaMelech. And Shiva, that are Roi, Pnei HaMelech. That actually are not Meiroi, Pnei HaMelech, but are the Roi, Pnei HaMelech. So what are we talking about? Who are these people? So if you look at Rashi, 3 lines from the bottom, Shlosha Keneged Shomrei Asaf, Klamar Ashkachna D'Malchusa D'Ara, Shlosha Memunin, V'Chamisha Memunin, V'Shiva Memunin. We find in kingdoms, down here, in regular, by the way kings generally run their governments, there are 3 appointed people, 5 appointed people, 7 appointed people. Gimel Keneged Shomrei Asaf, B'Tzidkiyo, Gabe Golos Nuvuzradan, V'Asam Nami Mishkach Chamisha Meroi Pnei HaMelech. We find by Tzidkiyo there was 3 special appointees, and in a different capacity, 5 special appointees. And then, our daf yomi coincidence, by Achashverosh, Ashkechan Shiva Sarei Parasumadai. By Achashverosh also, there were 7 special appointees, and that was the Sarei Parasumadai. So, V'ibor Shana Mitachsisei Malchus Shamayim Hu, Liyashiv Seidra Shana Malachonan. That for whatever reason, Ibor Shana is considered to be more of a reflection of Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we do things in a way that's befitting Malchus. So how do we know what's befitting Malchus? What do we know about Malchus? We look at Malchus down here, and if Achashverosh does things a certain way, because of that's what Malchus is, so that's what we imitate when we're expressing the Malchus up in Shemayim. Says Tosfos, really? We imitate Achashverosh? That's what we're going to imitate when we want to do something from Malchus up in Shemayim? So says Tosfos, Shivar up in Emel, Pirish Bekuntrus da Achashverosh Ka'i, He says, I don't think we would do something like that. To be misakein keneged the way it works by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Umefarish Rabbein Tam da hasam sarei Yisrael dehem sarei Yisrael da ashkam b'sof melachim diglun uvizradin gimel shomer esaf vehei roi p'nei melech b'sof yir miyoksiv v'shiva anashim meroi p'nei melech. That it's not from Achashverosh. The first two levels Rashi got right. That from the goals of Nevizradin that we learn from Tzidkiyahu, so that's learning from Jews. And the third level we also learn from Jews is from the end of Sefer Yirmiyahu. That's what you have to say. It can't be that we would learn something out from Achashverosh. But the whole idea of the connection between the Birchas Kohanim is never explored. The Rishonim discuss a lot over here regarding the connection to Tachsisei Malchus down here, but what about the connection of Birchas Kohanim? So first of all, just back on the issue of the Malchus, Doruch Lener writes that there were some chud the minyan hama'abrim on the mispar roi p'nei melech because Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim, meaning just to flesh out the exact connection even on the Malchus level, that since Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah l'malachim and what we're doing when we're being ma'abrid Hashanah is we're pushing off Nisan, so it's something that's nogeya to Malchus. So since it's nogeya to Malchus, we do it in a Malchus kind of way. Fine. But again, Rashi doesn't say anything about Birchas Kohanim. In the Ein Yaakov, he says that it's coming to be merames that just like the Kohanim are Mevarich and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maskim al Yadam, right, how does a Kohen have the right to be Mevarich Klal Yisrael? So the Kohen issues the Bracha, articulates the Bracha, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Maskim to the Bracha, Kedichsiv Va'ani Avarichim, so too by Ibershana. Beis Din does the work. Beis Din is ma'aber d'shana. Beis Din decides to be ma'aber d'shana, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim is maskim al yadam. And that's what we've discussed in the past. The Rishonim point out that we rely on the Ibur HaShana to determine when a girl becomes 3 years old, even though when a girl becomes 3 years old affects how we view her physical makeup. A girl who, Rachman al-Tzlan, is nenas before the age of 3, we assume she's still going to be a besula, the besula echozrim. After the age of 3, besula enum chozrim. So Beis Din decides to add an extra adar, and she's going to turn 3 a month later now. That means her physical body it's going to change to the point that a month later it's still going to be besula echozrim. So that's what the Rishonim say. That's how we view it, la'alacha. It has to be with the Askama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we can't control that. So it has to be purely based on the Askama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yad Ramah writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzavah to mivarchas Yisrael with 3 brachos. First one, 3 words. Second one, 5 words. Third one, 7 words. Why? Because couldn't we have gotten away with one bracha? But he says that's a sign of the chavivus that Klal Yisrael has to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wanted to give us many brachos. So too, when we come to be Mesadah the Shanim and to make everything fit and to be Mesakin the Moados, which is what Ibur HaShana really obviously affects a great deal, to be Mesakin the Moados that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, so it's sort of we reciprocate. We reciprocate the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevarichas, and he does it in ascending order, in a way where the brachas keep getting bigger and bigger, and 3 is always symbolic of continuity. That chutam shula shlo b'meheri yinatek. When something happens 2 times, so it's twice. It could be 2 isolated incidents. If something happens 3 times, it's a symbol of continuity. It's a symbol of chazaka. So it shows that Kodesh Baruch Hu has this tremendous chavivus for us. So we too respond in kind with having these numbers of judges to reflect the fact that we appreciate that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has shown this tremendous love for Klal Yisrael. Tanya Rav Yosef, Hani Shloshu Chamisha V'Shiva Shloshu K'nag Shomer Yosef Chamisha Miro P'nei Melech Shiva Ro P'nei Melech. Amalei Abayil Rav Yosef, Adi Idna Mai Taim Elo Parash Lamar Hachi. So Abayil says to Rav Yosef, that's such a brilliant idea that the 3, 5, and 7 relate to officers of the king. Why did you never tell me that? He says, well, I didn't know you didn't know. Had I known that you didn't know, of course I would have told you. Did you ever ask me anything and I didn't tell you? You can't be shy to ask. When you don't know, you have to ask, and then I'll be happy to tell you. The Sefer Chassidim writes, Talmud Chacham, who doesn't tell when he knows something, when he knows Torah, and he refuses to share it, is Doma L'Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Nevuah to a Navi, the Navi is supposed to share that Nevuah with Klal Yisrael. If he doesn't, he's violating a terrible iser. Talmud Chacham also, there's a mitzvah to teach Torah. If you have Torah, you have to give it over. You have to teach the Torah. It's not like you're giving up anything in yourself anyway. Adrab, it makes the Torah stronger in your own mind. So it's Doma L'Navi Shekovish Nevuaso. He says, of course I would have taught you. Zman Nasi Tzarech Gedi Simen. Tan Rabbanan. We can only be Ma'abr the Shana with people who are previously invited and designated to be Ma'abr the Shana, meaning Dayanim can't just show up. They have to have they have to be subpoenaed, they have to be invited in advance. So there's a story from Gamliel who said, get me seven people to come to the Aliyah, to come to the top floor, so that we could deal with this, we could be Ma'abr the Shana. Gamliel goes up there and he finds that there are eight people there. Amar mihu sha'ala shalo birushus yered. So he counts and he says, wait a second, there's eight. Whoever came here without permission, whoever was not mezuman and came here anyway, get out of here. Amar Shmuel HaKatan gets up, va'amar anihu shalisu shalo birushus. He says, I'm the guy, I'm the guilty party, I'm the one who came without rishus. V'lo la'abar ha'shana lisi alum l'alach l'maisu tzrachti. He says, but you should know, I didn't come to be ma'abar d'shana, I'm not trying to overstep where I don't belong. Oh, no, all I wanted to do was learn, I wanted to see how it's done. But not that I'm going to be participating. Amar lo shev b'ni shev. So Gamliel says to him, sit down, it's okay. Ruyos kol ha'shanam kulun l'sabar al yarcha. Halavai, all the years should be misaber by people like you. And you realize, don't be insulted. It's just that there's a halacha that you can only be ma'abr d'shana with people who are mezuman for it. But it's not that you're not ro'i. It's not. Don't be insulted by it. I'm not telling you not to participate because you're not ro'i. You're definitely ro'i. It's just that you need to be mezuman in advance. And the Gemara adds a P.S. to the story. And it wasn't really Shmuel HaKatan in the first place who really was uninvited. It was really an inish achrina. It was really someone else. And machmas kisufa u'davar. He did it because he was embarrassed. That's the only. That's the only reason he didn't. And not because he didn't want to embarrass the guy who came shalo birshus. So as not to embarrass the fellow who came shalo birshus, he decided that he was going to take the blame for everybody else. And that's a tremendous musar in general, that if we could save someone else embarrassment, even if it costs us a little bit of embarrassment, so that's something that that we learn from Shmuel HaKatan. So where did he get the name Shmuel HaKatan? Shmuel HaKatan is an unusual name. So the Yerushalmi says Shmuel HaKatan is because he was a darga below Shmuel HaNavi, which is obviously way ahead, way behind or ahead of his time, depending on how you look at it. Meaning he was, even though he was so many generations later, he was considered such a great, great tzaddik that he was considered like one madrega below Shmuel HaNavi. That's why they called him Shmuel HaKatan. Rav Shach always quotes from Rav Salvechik in one of his Hespedim. I forgot which one, either the one for the Talmud Rebbetzin or the one for Rav Chaim Heller. But one of his Hespedim, Rav Salvechik pointed out that in Brachos and Afchav Chesam Beis, the Gemara says that Shimon HaPakuli was Mesader Shmona Esrei Brachos in front of Ram Gamliel al Seder B'Yavne, that he arranged the Shmona Esrei, and he said, Ram Gamliel Chacham, Klum Yesh Adam Sheyodeh L'Sakin Birchos HaTzedukim. Is there anyone that knows how to be Mesakin the Bracha for Tzedukim, meaning V'lam Al Shinim, the Bracha that really tries to be a tremendous Kitrug on the Tzedukim? Amad Shmuel HaKatan v'tikna. Shmuel HaKatan was the one who got up and was misakin it. So all the Mefarshim ask, what, they knew how to be misakin the other 18 brachas, they didn't know how to be misakin this brach. What, they forgot Hebrew all of a sudden? Why couldn't they be misakin this brach? What did you need Shmuel HaKatan to be misakin the bracha? So says Rav Shechter in Be'ikve Atzon Simen Hay, in the title essay of the Sefer, Ubir bazem marana grida levi salvechik b'shem ha-ga'onim ha-ra-yakuk v'ari livshitz mekelish. Zatzal. Shemisakne takonos mechudoshos tzrichin tamid las ach lishma, that whenever you make a new takana, it's critical that anything new, any innovation, has to be 100% lishma. Ubinisuach birchas haminim chashu shami yisakin echad merachamim in pniya atzmis. So when you're just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu so good, it's very easy to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu lishma. But when you're saying, take care of my enemies, get rid of my enemies, then it's very likely that a person who's going to make such a bracha is going to feel a sense of he's going to have vengeance, that he's going to get back at those people, and it's not going to be 100% lishma. It's not always necessarily for the best of Klal Yisrael, it's because it's for my best interest. And therefore, none of them felt ra'ui to be misakin such a bracha. None of them, so until who came along? Shmuel HaKatan. Why? What do we know about Shmuel HaKatan? Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yotes. Shmuel HaKatan is one who used to always say, B'nafalei Vecha, Al Tismach. That when your enemy falls, you should not be happy. But Shmuel HaKatan was the one who, because of his anivus, HaKatan is a reference to his anivus, he never had any self-interest. And he never took joy in the downfall of his enemies. That's Shmuel HaKatan. So, but the story itself is a little troubling. Rabbi Gamliel invited seven people to come, so he didn't know which guy was uninvited. Probably the one that he didn't invite is the guy that's uninvited. How did he not realize which one was unauthorized to be there? So the Chidushi Ran writes that it must be that he told a shliach. He sent a shliach to invite people. He said, a shliach, go invite seven Talmidei Chacham. And the shliach never reported back exactly who he invited. The problem with that is that the Rambam writes in Kiddush HaChodesh, Parag Dalet Halacha Tes, that only the Rosh Beis Din can do the inviting, that you're not supposed to send a shliach. Meaning the idea is that the zimun is a way of showing chashivus, and it only shows chashivus if the Rosh Beis himself gives the invitation. But if it's just a shliach inviting random people and the list wasn't even chosen by the Rosh Beis, then it's not a din, then it's not showing chashivus at all. So the din of mizumanim would not be fulfilled according to the Rambam. So the Ran obviously disagrees. The Ran obviously holds the shliach is fine. But according to the Rambam, we're still back to the kasha. How did Rav Gamliel not realize which guy he didn't invite? So the Ran quotes another pshat that Rav Gamliel knew exactly who he didn't invite, but he didn't want to embarrass the guy either. He didn't want to, like at a fifth grade Rebbe, he used to, when someone was misbehaving, he would take off his glasses, he'd say, I know the boy is misbehaving, I see you, I'm not going to single you out, just stop misbehaving. And everyone would assume it was them and would stop misbehaving, but that way he wouldn't have to embarrass the person and single him out directly. The Yad Ramah writes that he wasn't miyached shiva, seven guys to be mashkim to the aliyah. He just said, he went to a group of rabbis, said, seven of you guys, come up to the aliyah. And the first seven were the ones who would be the huvar adavar l'mafrei, that they were the mezumanim. The eighth guy is the one that doesn't belong. So Rav Gamliel came and he saw that there were already eight guys there. He didn't know which one came last. So he just said, whichever one of you came last, get out of here. And Shmuel HaKatan took the hit, even though he wasn't really the one who came last. The most creative interpretation is that of the Marsha. Marsha says, wait a second, what exactly happened over here? He said Ashkimu li Zayin, so why Zayin? Doesn't he count as one? Doesn't Rav Gamliel himself count as one? Shouldn't he have invited Vav plus himself? So why be Mashkim Zayin people? Also, he found eight people over there. How could one of them thought that he would get away with this? Meaning, it's not like there are 8,000 people there, and they're not going to know the difference between 8,000 and 8,001. The difference between 7 and 8, you know, you probably know the difference. So whoever came Shalom Bereshus, what in the world was he thinking? Why did he think he was going to get away with it? Also, Shmuel Katan knew that he was Min HaMinyan. How could he volunteer to leave? If he leaves, that means there's another guy there that's not Min HaMinyan, that's not Min HaMezumanim, and that therefore that's illegal. They're not allowed to have the Ibur Shana done with a guy who's not authorized to be there. So how could Shmuel HaKatan risk the fact that he might not be stopped on his way out, and that the it's going to be done, Shalom Min HaMezumanim? So says Marsha, all this leads you to believe that there was a tremendous miscommunication, that Rav Gamliel invited, said, I need seven people. And the Shliach thought he meant he needed seven additional people, but he really only needed six additional people. Every single one of them was mizumanim. They were all really the one that were mizumim to come. And Rav Gamliel didn't realize that there was a miscommunication. He said, we have an extra person here, so get out. Whoever the last guy was should get out. Shmuel HaKatan was not the last guy. The last guy was the one who should have gotten out, but any of them are really mizumanim. It's not a problem if Shmuel HaKatan were to leave, because they were all really mina mizumanim. That's the chiddush, the mechudush took away of reading the story, that the Marsha suggests. Okay, says the Gemara weiter. Kihadi Yosef Rebbe v'kadarish. Rebbe was sitting once in darshaning, a very similar story. The Rebbe was once sitting in darshaning, v'hareach reach shum. Amar Misha achol shum yetze. And he was saying, you know, when someone eats something, sometimes he eats a garlicky food, and he comes in, and the whole room smells like that guy's breath. So it was annoying the whole room. So he said, whoever ate garlic, just please get up and leave. Amr Rabbi Chiya v'yatza. So Rabbi Chiya got up and he left. Amdu kulan v'yatzu. Not to embarrass Rabbi Chiya, all the other Talmidim got up and they left. Now they didn't all eat garlic, only one of them did. The next morning, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi saw Rabbi Chiya. And he said, "Are you the one that really was that annoyed my father yesterday by being by eating all that garlic?" So God forbid, I carry my Listerine breath strips wherever I go. I would never be mitzari your father in such a way. But why did he do it? Because he got up, he knew everyone else would follow, and that way the real perpetrator wouldn't be embarrassed. embarrassed. I think the Marsha says over here that Rabbi Shimon bar Rebbe understood that, and he was saying, but how could you be mevatel the whole shir? You knew when you were going to leave, everyone else was going to leave. And the response was, you're right, I knew, and it's worth being mevatel the whole shir from Talmud Torah, so not to embarrass somebody, that's a kedai trade-off. Rabbi Chia mehecha gamrla, where did Rabbi Chia learn such behavior? Rabbi Meir, he learned it from Rabbi Meir. Detanya maisa b'shachas shabas l'beis medrash shal Rabbi Meir. There was a story of a woman who came into Rabbi Meir's beis medrash. Amra lo, Rabbi echem nehem kitshani bibia. She said, Rabbi, one of the people sitting in this beis medrash was Mekadish me with Bia. She didn't identify who it was. It's possible she didn't know who it was. Amad Reb Meir v'kasavla get krisos v'nasana. Reb Meir says, okay, maybe it was me. And he got up and he wrote her a get, and he gave her the get. Amdu kasvu kula v'nasana. So everyone got up and wrote her a get and gave her a get, because they didn't want to embarrass Reb Meir that it was Reb Meir. Reb Meir realized they're all going to follow suit. It obviously was not Rabbi Meir, but he just didn't want to embarrass whoever it was. So he figured, if I participate also, and I write the get krisos, this is a concept that we often have, that we just make a low plug, shalol levaish, like the concept that the post can discuss by Birchas Erisin, that whose chiyuv is it? If it's a Birchas mitzvah, it's really the chassan's chiyuv to be mevarech. So why is it that the Masada Kiddushin always makes the bracha? Shalol levaish is misheni yodea, because not every chassan knows Hebrew so well to make the Birchas Erisin. It's not like a shakol niyabedvar that you make 1,000 times a day. So we don't want to be mevaish is misheni yodea. So you just always have the Masada Kiddushin make it for him, even though probably halachically it's preferable to have the chassan himself make it, but it's in order shalol levayish. So as a low plug, you have everyone do it a certain way in order shalol levayish. Rav Meir mehecha gamrla, where did Rav Meir get this idea from? Mishmuel HaKatan. He learned it from Shmuel HaKatan's behavior. Shmuel HaKatan mehecha gamrla, where did Shmuel HaKatan get this idea from? And again, why these questions? What do you mean, where did they get the idea from? Maybe they got the idea because it's a nice thing to do. What is it? They have to learn it from somewhere else. And this is the emphasis that we had before, that we mentioned a few days ago, that when it comes to midos, we emphasize the fact that midos are also part of Halacha L'Moshe Misina. That's also part of the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why Pirkei Avos starts with Moshe Kibul Torah Misinai U'Mesor LiYoshua. That midos are not independent, it's not an independent system of ethics. Our system of ethics is Torah based, and it's Mesorah based. So it's always better when we can show where a midah originated. So where did Shmuel HaKatan get it from? Mishchanya ben Yechiel. The Chsiv Ayan Shchanya ben Yechiel Mibnei Ilam Vayom La Ezra Anachnu Ma'alnu Belukenu. We were Moal against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'noshev Nashim Nachrios Me'amei Aretz. And we took these women, these non-Jewish women from the Amei Aretz, Vata Yesh Mikvah Yisrael Al Zos, so meaning the point is, he included himself in the klal, even though he himself was not a violator. Ushchani ben Yechiel Mecha Gamerlo, where did Shchani ben Yechiel get the idea from? Yeshua. He got it from Yeshua. Dichsiv, Ayomra Hashem El Yeshua, Kom Leich Lamazat Hanofal Panecha, Chati Yisrael. After the first battle of Ai, where the Jewish people lost, they got embarrassed in the first battle of Ai, and people died, so Yeshua was devastated, because this was supposed to be one of the easier battles, so he just fell on his face. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him mustard and says, get off your face, that's not what you should be doing now, do something about it. Chata Yisrael, you have to take care of the Avera, when you get rid of the Avarian from your midst, then everything will be better. So I'm in the front of Ribbono Shel Mi Chata, so Yeshua gets up, he says, okay, who's the Avarian? I'll be happy to get rid of him. Who was he? So Amar Lo, V'chidaleit Ar Nilach. He says, what, you think I'm going to rat him out to you? I'm not going to just tell you who it is. Hatil Goralos, do a Goral, and the Goral will tell you who it is. Who's running the Goral, the results of the Goral? No, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just teaching a lesson that I'm not going to tell you directly exactly who the perpetrator was. You need to do a Goral and you'll discover the perpetrator on your own. So that's the idea that it's not from Yeshua, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're learning. Not to be Mivayish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not going to just stand directly embarrass someone. You'll do a Goral, you'll figure it out on your own. Gorelos in general is an interesting topic. The Chavos Yair has a tshuva in Siman Samach Aleph, where he was asked about people who made a gorel, where there were 12 guys, each of them put their name they had their name written on a little piece of paper in one box, and they on the other box they had 11 pieces of paper that were blank, and one piece of paper that said Mazel Tov, and they were obviously, whichever name was pulled out together with the Mazel Tov, that person was going to get a certain prize, a certain amount of money. So the girl came out, one guy won, and the other people didn't. But then they looked at all the other pieces of paper, and it turned out that one of the 12 guys never had his name on a piece of paper to begin with. So it turned out that the whole thing was messed up. Now, the guy who didn't have his name on the piece of paper, for whatever reason, didn't care. He wasn't there. The other guys who lost said, wait a second, this Goral wasn't fair because it wasn't done the proper way. It wasn't one of the names wasn't there. And the guy who won said, yeah, but your chances were increased by not having the other guy's name on the piece of paper. Your chances weren't decreased, they were increased. So what are you complaining about? So the Chavis Yair goes through a whole thing, how we find Gorelos. We don't understand why or how, but some way we believe that when the Gorelos are done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maskim al yadam, and it has to be done right in order to have that hashkacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to see to it that it works out okay. So if it's done incorrectly, even though you're right, logically his chances are increased, but if it's done incorrectly, you don't have that hashkach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the whole thing is going to be invalidated. That's how you have by Gorelos throughout all of, we have by Tanakh, by Yonah, by Haman, right, by Jews and non-Jews alike, right? We have the idea, Chalukos Haaretz, Misasacha, and Yonasan, all sorts of Gorelos that we have throughout Tanakh. Good. That's the chiddush of the Chavis Yair. Says Gemara Vayter. Vibay say, "Mami Moshe." Some say we derive this from Moshe Rabbeinu. Dichsiv ad ana me antem. Right. By Moshe Rabbeinu, what is it? Ad ana me antem. What's the lashon? So says Rashi. Kulan bichlal. Vare kulan lo yatzu lilkot el miksas. They didn't all violate. Only one of them. Only some of them. So nevertheless, they're all included in the group, so that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have to single anybody out. Tan Rabban, Mishemesu Neviim Achronim, Chagai Zecharia Malachi, Nistalka Ruach HaKodesh Miyisrael. When the Neviim Achronim died, Ruach HaKodesh left Klal Yisrael. Vafal Pikein, Hayib Mishnam Shem Baskol. Even though there's no more Ruach HaKodesh, we still have Baskol. What is the idea of baskol? So Tosus points out, why isn't it just called kol? Why baskol? So Tosus says, Yeshom Shalhoi Shomun Kol Yotzim in Hashemayim, El Mitoch also Kol Yotzi Kol Acher. It was an echo. They didn't hear the original voice, they just heard an echo. Kemopam Shad Maka Bekoach, Vishomea Kol Acher Yotzim Imen Limirachok. He describes what an echo is. Va'oso kol ha'yushomin l'kach koron oso baskol. And that's why they called it a baskol, because that was the sound that they heard. They only heard the echo of the original sound, not the original sound. Now, the Gilyan Ashas over here, on the Tosos, he says, Ayin Tosos Yantif Perektes Zayin Mishnevav Diyavamas. Tosos Yantif in the 16th Perek of Mesechus Yavamas Mishnevav. What does it say over there in Tosos Yantif? Tosos Yantif is bothered. Why is it called baskol and not benkol? Sometimes we talk in the masculine when we speak metaphorically, and sometimes we talk in the feminine. Sometimes, like when we have a limud, the number one limud of number one of the Yud Gimel Limud Shatan Dreshben, the most popular of the Yud Gimel Limud Shatan Dreshben is Binyan Av. Right? Why not Binyan Aim? That we learn from one place to go to the other place. That the mother gives birth to the child. Why is it Binyan Av? And over here it's Baskol. Why not Benkol? So Tos Yantif explains that whenever you use the feminine, it's a symbol of weakness. It's a symbol of something being weakened. Masculine is a symbol of strength. Binyan Av is a strong limud. So we use Binyan Av, not Binyan Aim. Baskol, like Tosa says over here, it's a level down from a regular kol. It's less than Ruach HaKodesh, and even the kol itself was a weakened voice. It was only an echo. Wasn't the original voice. Therefore, we use the term Baskol. Fine. So the Gemara then tells a story about Baskol. One time they were sitting in the Aliyah of Beis Guria in Yericho, and Baskol min Hashemayim. And a Baskol min Hashemayim came out. Maritz Chayis points out over here that you have the term Baskol a lot of times throughout Chazal, where it's not referring to a heavenly voice at all. Sometimes a Baskol is referred to as someone going over to a child and saying, Psokli Psukech. What did you learn in Chumash today? And whatever the child says, that's considered like a message from above. So you have times where Baskol is just a human voice that was unexpected, where it's not even a heavenly voice. But he said Baskol min Hashemayim always means a heavenly voice. That's the terminology. That's why the extra phrase min Hashemayim. Yesh kan echad sheroi shetishra lev shkina kimo sherabenu, perhaps. The Gemara says that the Baskol came out and said that there's someone that's right for the Shechina, and in parentheses says Kamosh Rabbeinu. So on the margin it says that the Marshal really didn't like this Girsa Kamosh Rabbeinu. He took out the words Kamosh Rabbeinu. Why didn't he like the Girsa Kamosh Rabbeinu? Because he felt it's against one of the Yud Gimel Animamins. Someone is on the same madriga as Moshe Rabbeinu. We believe that there's never going to be a Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo kam b'Yisrael k'Moshe od. It's not going to happen anymore. So he felt this was against one of the Animamins. He took it out of the Girsa. Interestingly, the Rambam, who composed the Animamins in the Perush HaMishnayos, does have this Girsa, Kamosh Rabbeinu. How could the Rambam have it? So the Rambam, who Shuvah Perek Tes Halacha Beis, writes, Also mel shiam mizer David bal chachma ye yoser mishlomo v'navi gadol hu karov l'moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam describes that the Mashiach is going to, the Melech HaMashiach is going to be from the Zera David. He's going to be smarter than Shlomo. There's no animamin that says that there can't be anyone smarter than Shlomo. Even though Shlomo is l'chacham mikol adam, we believe someone can be smarter one day. But there is an animamin that says no one could be a greater Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says a Navi that's on close to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. So what does it mean, k'Moshe Rabbeinu? We're saying that Shetishrol of Shechina k'Moshe Rabbeinu, not Sheyisnave k'Moshe Rabbeinu. It means that he'll have a sense of Hashras HaShechina in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashkiach over him, perhaps, but not that he's going to have nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu. El Shein Dor Rozak Alekach. So the Baskel said that someone here is deserving of having Hashras Hashchina like Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just that the generation doesn't deserve it. Nasun Chacham Meseneim Behil Azaken. So everyone turned to Hil Azaken because they knew exactly who the Baskel was talking about. Ukshemason, when Hil Azaken died, Amrulav, they said about him, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, Talmid of Shal Ezra. What a Chassid, what an Anav, a Talmud of Ezra. Shuv Pamachosayim Sum Baliyah Biyavnev Nasalayim Baskel Menashemayim. Another time they were sitting in the Aliyah in Yavne, and also Baskel came out. And the Baskel also said, someone here is deserving of having Ashras Hashchina. The only thing is, his generation doesn't deserve it. And all eyes turned to Shmuel HaKatan. Must have been embarrassing for him. And when he died, they said about him, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, Talmido Shel Hillel. What a Chassid, what an Anav, a Talmud of Hillel. Now this expression, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav, sounds like it must be the highest compliment in the world, because these people who are Roy Shetishraleim Shechina Kamosh Rabbeinu, they're the ones who it says about them, Hey Chassid, Hey Anav. Problem is, there's a Gemara in Brachos Davav and Beis. The Gemara in Brachos says that anyone is Kovea Makom Litzvilaso, where Omer Malav, Ey Anav, Ey Chassid. Right? We say about such a person, what an Anav, what a Chassid. Why? For choosing a seat in Shul? For being Kovei Makom L'Tfilaso? Do you get extra points if someone sits in your seat by accident and you kick him out? I mean, is that the Kovei Makom L'Tfilaso? Why is that? That's Hillel. That's really that's what we're praising to such a great extent. So Ben Yonah writes, he asks his kasha. He says, "V'chim yipnei zebul vad." We say after mitasa shal adam that he's on the level of Hillel or on the level of Shmuel HaKatan. So he says that if a person is so careful in his tefillah, that's not the cause of his greatness, but it's very often a simen in his greatness. When someone's very careful about tefillah, it's very often a sign of anivus, because tefillah ultimately is a humbling experience, and that's reflected in our posture during tefillah. A person has to approach tefillah with utmost humility, right? That's what they say. The vart va'ani tefilasi. What does it mean? I am tefillah. That when you look at a person who's davening, he looks different. It changes his whole way of acting. That it's a person who has a tremendous sense of anivus. So, and that's good. In that way, his tefillah is going to be miskabel. Lefnei amakom zivchei elokim ruach nishbara. What's a proper zevach takorish baruch hu? A broken spirit. So someone who's zochet to have such another is going to be zochet to midas chasidus, which is the highest level. Which meaning anivus is maybe lidei chasidus, etc., etc., and you'll end up doing the whole brisa of Pinchas ben Yair in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the whole Mesilas Yesharim. So that's a sign that you're going in the right direction. So we're dafka emphasizing the anivus of Hillel, the anivus of Shmuel HaKatan. So such a person is considered to be a tremendous anav. Afu amar b'shas misaso. So Shmuel HaKatan, at the time that he died, he said Shimon v'Yishmal l'charba, that Shimon and Yishmal are going to be killed by the sword, v'chavroi l'ktala, and others amongst the haruge malchus are going to be killed, v'sharam l'biza, and the rest of the nation is going to be despoiled, v'akan sagin asidin l'meseil alma, and there are terrible things that are about to come onto the world. Val Yehuda ben Bava bikshu lomar kein el shenut v'shah shein maspina l'rugim malchus. And when Yehuda ben Bava died, they also wanted to say Hey Chassid Hey Anav, but they couldn't give a proper hesped because he was from the haruge malchus, and they were afraid that if they delay even a second, the melech is not going to allow for a proper burial. More important than a proper hesped is a proper burial. The hespedim can wait till later, so they skipped the hesped. Tan Rabbanan in ma'avir neshoshana elim kin yirtza nasi. They can't be ma'avir the shana in ma'avir neshoshana. They can't be ma'avir the shana unless the nasi approves of it. It happened once Rabbi Gamliel had to go to Surya to get to deal with communal issues. Visha lavov, and he was delayed in coming back. The ibras hashana al minas sheyirs from Gamliel. So they're ma'abed hashana on condition that Rabbi Gamliel will later approve. Ukshvar Rabbi Gamliel v'amar rotzani nimtzei shana muberes. And Rabbi Gamliel came back and he said, yes, I approve. So then it turned out that it's going to be shana muberes. Tan rabbanan ein ma'abed hashana elim kein hoyse tzricha mipnei adrakum ne'agsharm ne'tanur pischeim ubnei golus yisol shenekrumim kamen v'adayin loigiu. The good reasons to be ma'abed hashana are if the roads are not suitable for people to be able to regel, the bridges are not suitable for people to be able to regel, the ovens that were made out of cheres, that they would cook their Korban Pesach and they would roast the Korban Pesach in, were too wet to be used, they were outdoor ovens, and or because of Galuyos Yisrael, Shenekrumim Komen V'adayin Lo Igiu, people who were on the road but hadn't gotten there in time yet, were never going to make it in time for Aliyah L'Regel. Those are good reasons to add an extra month to the year, to give everyone a little bit of extra time. Aval lo mipnei ha-sheleg, but not because of snow, v'lo mipnei ha-tzina, not because of cold, v'lo mipnei Galuyos Yisrael, Shalokrumim Komen, nor for people who haven't left their homes yet. Right, for those people who decided to be lazy, so we're not going to go out of our way to add an extra month to the year. We're not ma'abed the shana for the fact that most of the animals are very young and very small, and therefore the gedim and the tlaim that are supposed to be used for the Korban Pesach are not going to have too much meat on them, nor for the sake of the gozels, the birds, that are also very small and are not ready, perhaps, to be used for good karbanos. And nevertheless, that's not a good enough reason. Why birds? Korban Pesach is not a bird. So Rashi says, no, the birds is because whenever someone was chayiv to bring a kan, whenever someone was chayiv to bring two birds, shnei gozlos, so zavin, zava, yaledes, that happened all the time. So what would they do? Not every time a woman would have a baby, would she go right away to bring her kan. Not every time a woman became a zava, would she go right away to bring her kan. They would wait till the next time they were the regal, and that's when they would bring all the birds. So they had to make sure that by the time people were going to be all the regal, that there was a lot of opportunity, that there were a lot of birds available. But nevertheless, that's not a good enough reason to be ma'abed d'shana. Avlosan sa'ad l'shana. But when they send out the proclamation that they're being ma'abed d'shana, they would include those reasons as well in the proclamation, even though that would never be the real cause of the Ibur HaShana. Ketzad, how would it work? Rabbi Ani Amr Shem Rabbi Shem Gamliel, they would send out the following, Mahodayin Anachna L'chon D'Guzlai Rechichin, we're letting you know that the birds are very soft, they're young, V'Imraya D'Arkin, and the sheep are also very young, V'Zimna D'Aviva L'Mata, and also it's not the right season yet, V'Shaparta Milsa Banpai, and it was good in our eyes, V'Osifis Al-Shasan D'Atlas N'Yom, and we added 30 days to the year. So, frankly, Mar Meisvei, Kama Ibur HaShana Shalosh M'Yom Rabbi Shem Gamliel Amr Chodesh. Doesn't Rabbi Shem Gamliel say you're supposed to add a Chodesh, not 30 days, but a Chodesh? What's a Chodesh? Apparently a Chodesh, Stam Chodesh, we assume is 29 days. 30 days is a big Chodesh. It's a Me'ubar. Me'ubar means it's not normal. It's pregnant. It's beyond what's normal. A normal Chodesh is 29 days. So they wouldn't add 30 days. They would only add 29 days. Tosus deals with Stiras and Shas, that sometimes we assume a Stam Chodesh is Lamed Yom. Sometimes we assume a Stam Chodesh is 29 days. But not for now. So anyway, I'm Rav Papa. Ratzu Chodesh, Ratzu Shloshim Yom. That was part of the decision. Part of the decision-making process, they would decide what kind of month to add. 29-day month or 30-day month. Tachazi, Ma'ika Bein Takifayu Kan Ma'ilam V'Soy Basray. Says Gemara, take a look at the difference between the people from earlier generations who were supposed to be really tough as nails, and the people from later generations who were the people from later generations who had a reputation for humility. Titanya, Ma'isram Gamliel, Shay Yoshev Al Gav Mal Baharabais, because it happened once Ram Gamliel was sitting by the Har HaBayis, for Yochanan Sofer Alaz Omid Lefanav, and Yochanan was sitting in front of him, V'shol Shigros Katuchos Lefanav Munachos, and there were three scrolls that were not yet written on, that were sitting in front of him. So Amar Lo, from Gamliel, told Yochanan Sofer the following, Toli Garta Chad, to take one of the letters of Ksov and write, La'achana B'nei Galil, La'achana B'nei Galil, Tasa, dear people of the upper and lower Galil, Shalom Chon Yaska, Shalom Aleichem, Odin Anachmel Chon Tizman Biura Matala Frushim Aysa, Mima'at Nadzesa. I'm letting you know that this man Bir came to be mafresh the meiser from all the olives. V'toli garta chaduk sov, and then take another letter. He told Yochanan Asofer and write as follows: La'chana b'nei Drama Shlom Chunyaska, to our brothers in the south Shalom Aleichem. Adina Nachluchon, does man biur matalaf rushe maisa miyumre shivlaya? He says, does man biur came, take care of your maisos from the wheat, whatever they whatever grew locally, that's what he would warn them about. Vitali garta chada, and take the third letter, ksov lachana b'nei galvasim bavel, to all the people in Bavel, in Galus, lachana de Madai, and in Madai, l'shar kol galus of Israel, and wherever Jews are in Galus, shalom chun yaskal li'olam, shalom aleichem, with a more emphasis. He gave a bigger shalom aleichem to them. Ma'odina nachluchon, I'm letting you know that the animals are very young and the seasons are a little bit off. And it was good in my eyes and in the eyes of my friends. And that's why we added 30 days. Now, what's the point? The Gemara is saying, look, when Rav Shimon Gamliel sent out a letter, the son, who was supposed to be the Anav, the big Anav, he said it was good in my eyes. When the father, who was supposed to be this tough guy, he was supposed to be much less of an Anav, he was supposed to be much more tough, he didn't say, in my eyes. He said, in my eyes and in the eyes of all my friends. He spoke, that's the Yiridas Hadaros. He spoke with so much more anivus, even though he was supposed to be the one that had the reputation of being much, much harder to get along with, and much, much tougher. So how does that make any sense? Sense is Gemara, Dilma Basar Debruhu, Davruhu. Rashi says this means Rav Gamliel became an Anav and spoke in such anivus after his nesius was taken away from him. Rav Gamliel put Rabbi Yeshua through a series of exercises and was mitzayir him in several places throughout Shas to the point that he lost his nesius. So once he lost his nesius, he had to speak in such a way. But wait a second, what was he involved? Why was he the one being ma'aber if he lost his nesius? So Tosfos points out, no, the Gemara tells us that in Brachas he lost his nesius, but he lost the ability to be the only nasi, right? He then had to share it with Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, because when they reinstated him, they couldn't fire Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. That was the story of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Harei Ani Kaben Shivim Shana. So he had to share it. And that's why, what did they say? Shabbat Shalmi, right? Shabbat Shalmi. Whose turn is it this week? Because they would take turns as serving as the rabbi, as serving as the nasi. So that's why he said, Ba'api Chaveirai. He had to say, not just in my best interest, but it was in my friend also, my colleague, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. It's called Levaita Tana Rabbanan. There are three good reasons to be marbed the shana. Ala aviv, when the seasons are off, we have to make sure the Pesach comes out in the springtime. Val perosi ilan, and the perosi ilan. Val atkufa, and on the tkufa. Al shnayim en ma'abrin, val echad men ein ma'abrin. For two of them, we're going to be ma'aber. The aviv is the grains, rather. The tkufa is the seasons have to work out. And the perosi ilan, to make sure that there are going to be enough fruits for bringing the bikurim and shvuas. Al shnayim en ma'abrin, and two of them were ma'aber the shana, meaning if two of those factors are necessary and are there, we need to be ma'aber. But if we have only one of those factors, we're not going to be ma'aber the shana. When aviv is one of the reasons that we're being ma'aber, everyone is happy that they get the extra month's time. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer al tkufa. Rav Shimon Gamliel says al tkufa. What does he mean? Al tkufa. Al tkufa smechen. Does he mean when the tkufa is one of the reasons everyone's happy? Al tkufa ma'aber, or that tkufa alone, without the other two factors, is enough to be ma'aber. Says Gemara, teiku. Okay, still a little bit behind. Dafim are getting a little shorter. We'll catch up tomorrow. Soon again, we'll show you.